Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 21st of January 2024. Today's topic is Pray for Undeserving People. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 7 verses 54 through 60. Verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord. Verse 58. And cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down, and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Our memory verse today is taken from Acts chapter 7 verse 60. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. A man recently saved the assailant of his son from death in a Middle East country. It was just some minutes for the criminal to be executed, according to the law of the country. The law allows for total pardon for the criminal if the parents of the deceased could show clemency. And that was what the bereaved father did for the murderer of his son to go free. What a mercy to the undeserving. The verse above shows a practical example of this attribute in the life of Stephen. It is an admonition to all Christians, not only to forgive their persecutors and enemies, but also to pray for their salvation. Our Lord commands us to pray for our undeserving enemies. He also forgave and prayed for his accusers and murderers on the cross. Christians are to demonstrate this excellent virtue of forgiveness when offended. True Christians should not pray for the death and destruction of their persecutors. They are to forgive them and intercede for their deliverance from sin and satanic influence. God can save our persecutors. Quote for the day. God can save our persecutors. The challenge for today is, we are commanded to pray for our foes. Prayer. Lord, give me grace to pray for my enemies. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.